Hi, this is Reverend Ann. Why forgive? Like, what's in it for me? After someone has done you wrong and profoundly hurt you, why should you forgive them? Why should you spend all your time and effort letting it go? And should you let it go? And if you forgive them, what does this mean? Does it mean you go back for more? I've gotten these questions a lot from clients through the years, and I believe I have some answers, not only because of my own experiences. And yeah, I've had to forgive big time, but also because I've spent years studying what forgiveness does for you. You get that? What it does for you. Jerry, a client of mine, is a favorite example I have of what opens up in your life when you forgive someone else. In 2003, Jerry came to my office in Charlottesville, Virginia, to work through some challenges he was having at work. And as we worked together, a very traumatic story came out. 15 years earlier, Jerry and his wife, who was his wife at that time, had had triplets. One day, when the babies were several months old, Jerry came home at lunch to surprise his wife. Only he was the one surprised. He discovered his wife in bed with his best friend. Well, no surprise here, they divorced. Then his wife married the former best friend, and she asked Jerry to allow the new stepdad to adopt the babies. She told him, you can stay involved in their lives, but it'll be better for them to be part of a whole family. After a lot of consideration, Jerry acquiesced. And somewhere soon after Jerry signed the papers, relinquishing his parental rights, they got into an argument, and his former wife said, go away. You've got no rights here. Through the next 12 years, even though Jerry sent his children Christmas gifts and birthday gifts to stay in contact, he wasn't allowed to be part of their lives. He hadn't seen his kids in all that time, and he had a whole lot of very understandable anger at his former wife. We began to work on the feelings he had about this experience one by one, tapping through his feelings. We used EFT, of course. When we softened the anger a bit, I offered a statement to him, just to check in with how he was feeling. I forgive her for taking my kids away from me. Nope, not happening. So then we tried something easier. I'm willing to consider forgiving her for taking my kids away from me. There was a lot less resistance to this, and as we tapped through it, I could feel his anger really releasing. So then we tried again with the original one. I forgive her for taking my kids away. This time the resistance was gone and we were more successful. So then we worked on forgiving his best friend. This took some time, as you can imagine. We walked all around his anger at this man, and Jerry found places he could really begin to let it go. And as he let it go, he forgave. Last, we tackled his anger at himself for letting his children go. As we released it, he shifted it, and his whole being softened, and he was at peace. He had forgiven himself. Several weeks later, he called me. You won't believe what has happened, he told me, breathless with excitement. My daughter Suzanne contacted me, and she wants to meet. We're meeting next week for the first time. You know how this happened, don't you? I asked him. How? He said. You forgave. You changed your energy. You changed how you feel about what happened. You raised your vibration to love and compassion instead of anger and blame. And when you did, she responded. She heard you. Suzanne was 14 years old when she saw her daddy for the first time. It was a tearful reunion. That was 2003. Since then, she and her two siblings all got reconnected with their dad. Their mom also reconnected with him, and they had the first of many profound conversations. When she welcomed Jerry back into their lives, he got to be his kid's dad. It was a dream he'd longed for so many years. Last December, I heard from Jerry. Two of the triplets are living with him while going to college, and he was sharing how challenging it was at times. I laughed as I heard how they are living and loving one another as any normal family. So, why forgive? What's in it for you? You forgive because your life will show up in a whole new way when you do, and in a way that you cannot even imagine right now. You don't know what's possible when you let go of your anger and your blame. You don't know what's available when you lighten your being. You don't know who's waiting to meet you, to dance with you, to love you, to give to you, to share with you, to play with you. When you release that blocked energy, you just don't know. And you don't know what you don't know. And because the freedom and the love and the abundance and the opportunities and the joy are all in the realm of you don't know what you don't know, your job is to step out in faith and let it go. Always. By the way, Jerry still had to work through some issues, and we did through the course of several months. But his original anger and his bitterness and his deep shame never, ever returned. And that is the power of EFT, my friends. So, your action steps are, number one, decide right here and right now that you are willing to forgive. Number two, decide which steps you need to take to forgive, and then take them. I highly recommend the book Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping. This book will have you look at forgiveness in a whole new and very beautiful light. By the way, choosing to forgive does not mean you have to forget. It just means that you're going to let the past go so that you are free now. Number three, get help if you cannot figure out how to forgive. Get help. Get help. Get help. Did you hear that? Get help. There are many, many good therapists who can help you, although I highly recommend you find a good EFT therapist. By doing so, you'll be releasing the blocked energy in your body. And it is the blocked energy that causes all of the anger, the shame, the guilt, the fear, and other negative emotions. Number four, watch and see how your life changes, because it will change. It will become unrecognizable. And that is a very good thing. Many blessings to you, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.